The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan and the deadly Kabul airport bombing have raised fears of a resurgence of terror attacks around the world. Southeast Asia is one of those places where both al-Qaeda and ISIS have carried out deadly attacks in the past. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Thailand.
A gracious host, Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, worked hard to put a positive spin on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan when Vice President Kamala Harris came visiting last week.
The U.S. intervention has stopped terrorist groups from using Afghanistan as a safe base for 20 years. For this, Singapore is grateful. We hope Afghanistan does not become an epicenter for terrorism again.
He had reason to be worried. The 9/11 bombers plotted some of their attack in neighboring Malaysia, and al-Qaeda-linked militants from Jamaah Islamiyah killed over 200 people on the Indonesian island of Bali in 2002.
You cannot look at the development of terrorist networks in Southeast Asia without understanding the role that Afghanistan played.
Zachary Abuza follows Southeast Asia terror groups at the National War College in Washington, D.C.
The founders of JI, the founders of other militant groups in Southeast Asia, had all fought against the Soviets in the 1980s in Afghanistan.
But more recent terrorist attacks in Southeast Asia haven't come from those same al-Qaeda-linked groups, but their competition, ISIS, the same ones responsible for last Thursday's airport bombing that killed more than 180 people.
In a way, the attack at Kabul airport has probably done more to inspire violence in Southeast Asia than the Taliban victory itself.
Sydney Jones tracks Southeast Asia terror groups at the Institute for Policy Analysis of Conflict in Jakarta.
Because the groups that have perpetrated violence over the last 5 years in Indonesia and the Philippines have all been pro-ISIS.
Just 4 years ago, ISIS-linked militants took and held the southern Philippine city of Marawi for 5 months with bloody house-to-house combat that leveled much of the city. The Islamic State central media organs even made propaganda videos about this. The National War College's Zachary Abuza.
Though they humiliated the Philippine military and held them off for 5 months, at the end of the day, they really got wiped out and have not been able to maintain that degree of pressure on the Philippine government.
Since then, he says, ISIS-backed militants in Southeast Asia have been on the back foot until last Thursday's airport bombing. Sydney Jones.
And that by itself is going to be an inspiration to local groups in Indonesia and the Philippines to try their hand at doing the same thing. So this is a danger sign of a kind we haven't had before.
Political leaders in Southeast Asia at the moment are more focused on the region's recent Delta-driven COVID spikes than security. But she says they also need to pay more attention to the terrorist threat posed by ISIS. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.